Scotland. On behalf of the General Assembly, it is for me an honor to give the floor to His Excellency Luis Videgaray Caso, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Mexico.
Señor Presidente,
Mr. President, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, today I come before this assembly at a difficult and painful time for Mexicans. Our nation is wounded by nature itself. In recent weeks, together with our sister nations of the Caribbean and the states of Florida and Texas in the United States, we've suffered natural disasters that are huge and have caused suffering, destruction, and death. The worst for Mexico is two consecutive earthquakes in only 12 days, which have put to the test not only our readiness and infrastructures, but our very humanity. The first earthquake caused about 100 dead and 300,000 hurt in the states of Chiapas and Oaxaca. The second, just 48 hours ago, so far, caused 251 deaths, many destructions of homes, schools, bridges, and many thousand wounded in Mexico City and other places in the center of Mexico. In the face of this natural disaster, today more than ever, I feel proud to be Mexican. Mexican society united has in solidarity gone out to the streets to help and rescue the victims. We see young people rescuing the young, children rescuing their parents, homemakers uniting in this task, people opening the doors of their homes to turn them into shelters, and people improvising human chains to pick up debris and save lives of those that are still trapped. We can inform this assembly that we've been able to rescue 51 people alive among the rubble, and we hope to have more. In these difficult times, Mexicans are very moved by the many indications of immediate solidarity from the international community. Friends are there at difficult times, and we have seen with great emotion that Mexico has sincere friends throughout the world. Their help has made the difference between life and death for many people. So far, priority has been given to rescue activities and help people trapped in the rubble to see the light of day. We're also providing immediate medical assistance to those who need it urgently. We've joined together to feed and provide refuge to and shelter to those who've lost their homes or are afraid to return. At the head of these efforts, we have a society resolved to move forward stronger than ever. We've had vital help from our armed forces and civil protection authorities. The rescuers have not rested in this task, and yet much remains to be done. On behalf of the people and government of Mexico, on behalf of the president of all Mexicans, Enrique Peña Nieto, let me wholeheartedly thank the innumerable shows of sympathy and support we've received from throughout the world. This help shows us that to be in the United Nations following a natural disaster means being in one's family. Today, Mexico feels embraced and finds relief to see a world that does not abandon us in our tragedy. We'd particularly like to thank Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the staff of the UN working in emergency cases for their support. I'd also like to thank so many countries that have mobilized very quickly to send rescue teams and experts. This morning in Mexico City, we woke up to receive rescuers from Honduras and El Salvador who went to the area of Tlalpan. Rescuers from Israel in the street called Alvaro Obregón, from the U.S. in Escocia and Edinburgh streets, from Panama in the streets of Querétaro and Medellín, from Chile and Spain in the center, control, command, and others. And in the next few hours, we're getting help from Ecuador, Japan, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Peru, and many nations who have offered more help, which we value enormously and will avail ourselves of. We'd like to thank all the governments for this solidarity. We Mexicans will not forget. This international solidarity in Mexico doesn't mean we should not talk about challenges facing the world, which only through united action can be vanquished with success. One of them is the lack of trust in multilateralism. In the last decade, the international economy felt the impact of a severe financial crisis in more developed countries, which led to unemployment, loss of savings, lack of capital in millions of families, and the breakdown of many companies. Also, the growing robot-like activities for some industries. These factors show a wave of great fear and social frustrations, which have led to feelings of rejection to an open world and globalization. Terrorism has also contributed to stress, fears to the outside world in various populations of various regions. This same situation has reached the UN and other international organizations. We hear voices today questioning the efficacy of multilateralism to deal with global challenges. It would seem today that the community of sovereign states is dealing with a false dilemma to persevere in building walls of understanding, or on the contrary, to close borders and build walls based on fear. Mexico rejects this dilemma. Mexico continues to be a sovereign state with a profound multilateral feeling. No matter how powerful the country is, it is not able by itself to respond to the enormous shared challenges of our times. It is multilateralism that makes a difference between an international system of states which deal with mutual coexistence and a society, an international society, where sovereign states have common solidarity, commitment of states to multilateralism reduces anarchic ideas. A world based on sovereign norms accepted by all is of interest to everyone, and they're acceptable to sovereign states. There are many achievements of multilateralism over recent years, fighting climate change, preserving biodiversity, regulating arms trade, a new paradigm of the international policy of drug control, and response to natural disasters are but a few examples. Today, Mexico once again places its faith in multilateralism in the process of negotiating the World Migration Compact so that migration flows can happen in a regulated, safe, and orderly way. Today, in this tragedy, Mexicans have once again seen the value of multilateralism through the support provided to us by OCHA of the United Nations. We see the value of being truly a member of a real international community. In minutes, the OCHA office helped us identify those countries that had the necessary capacity to support us in our emergency. In this time of great pain, multilateralism and the United Nations showed all Mexicans its most generous and practical face. There are few instruments that call for solidarity of human beings, as does the power of Agenda 2030 of the UN. For us, this is a state commitment, and thus we established a national council headed by the president and the federal government, which will work out its budget and development plans on the basis of the criteria contained in this agenda. The Agenda 2030 must be viewed as a new articulating tool to work with organizations, focusing as the major objective on the prosperity of the people of the earth. Mexico will always support a peaceful solution of controversies and peace in general. Unfortunately, we still see armed conflicts which require the involvement of the UN. Thus, since 2014, Mexico has been participating in UN peacekeeping operations. The successful case of the Colombia Peace Accord is a meaningful example. But in order for the UN to be more effective in this task, its preventive capacity has to be strengthened. We have to center everything on the human beings, including human rights. The existence of nuclear weapons represents a threat for all of mankind. In the face of the persistence of this nuclear danger, yesterday the Mexican government signed the Treaty for the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, and very soon our executive will submit it to the Senate for approval. At the same time, Mexico will support all resolutions of the Security Council to fight nuclear threats. And I reiterate today our full support for the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. We condemn unambiguously all terrorist attacks, whatever their motivation. Thus, we support UN's multilateral initiatives of prevention, which, in addition to efforts to eradicate terrorism, are promoting tolerance and respect of human rights. States, when united, have the obligation of protecting and promoting human rights, and yet women and girls are suffering from sexual violence, exclusion, marginalization, discrimination, and in extreme cases, horrendous feminicides. Mexico acknowledges its obligation to redouble efforts in order to combat such practices and punish the guilty. A solidary state is committed to empowering women and girls. Gender equality is a prerequisite to achieve a world where peace and development are truly sustainable, inclusive, and lasting. Mexico reaffirms its openness to the rest of the world. We are expanding and diversifying our political links, economic and cooperation links with the entire region and all regions, especially nations of Europe, Asia, Pacific, and South America. We are working on our legal framework to have stronger instruments so that on the basis of shared values, such as the defense of multilateralism, we can work together to deal with today's global challenges. We are strengthening our links with China, Japan, and the Republic of Korea, and we have begun new negotiations with Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, and Israel, to mention but a few. At the same time, we are resolved to have even greater links to the Latin American and Caribbean region that we are so proud of being a member of. Natural disaster such as the one in Mexico shows that solidarity is an important value. Mexico continues to be at the side of all. We want to help our brothers of El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras in their efforts to strengthen the safety, security, and stability and prosperity of their societies for greater safety and prosperity. We want to be united with our brothers of the Caribbean who are facing huge challenges for the reconstruction. Mexico will continue to be there for them. We want to be at the side of the Venezuelan people to fight to recover their democracy. We also work with the Pacific Alliance, Chile, Colombia, and Peru to continue promoting innovation. We want to be at the side of the members of Mercosur, Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, who in the Pacific Alliance, with the Pacific Alliance, have started a close relationship. We are there for all people. Mexico is also a proud member of North America. As a sovereign nation, we believe in the North American integration process so that the region can become the most competitive one in the world. Mexico aspires and places its faith in a region which will have bridges of friendship and cooperation and the principle of shared responsibility to deal with our common problems. Today, the people and government of Mexico repeat from this rostrum its profound solidarity with all Mexicans living in the United States, no matter what their immigration status. The government of Mexico has a moral and legal obligation of protecting and supporting them. Through our consulates, we will continue to support them, defending their rights and pleading their case. We are profoundly proud of them and their contribution to the economy, culture, and society in North America. We are particularly proud of the dreamers, and we will continue to plead for a permanent settlement of their legal situation. Regarding Canada and the United States, working together, we're moving forward in modernizing NAFTA. We've taken on this process with great seriousness. Mexico will at all times defend its legitimate national interests, believing as we do that it is possible to arrive at a very positive outcome for all three nations. We know the world is paying attention to this negotiation. We are facing an opportunity to consolidate a more prosperous, more competitive, and also fairer North America. At this time of great sorrow, we Mexicans have seen the value of United Nations, which is more united, efficient, effective, transparent, and representative. The government I represent, therefore, supports the proposals of the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, because they go towards making of the UN system a more effective and united organization. Your Excellencies, the message I'm transmitting to you all today is that we Mexicans will overcome this disaster and our nation will emerge all the stronger. Mexico is a very strong people. The people in government of Mexico are standing up. Today, we Mexicans tell the world and the United Nations, thank you very much. Thank you to UN agencies for minding what is happening to us. Thanks to governments for their demonstration of sympathy, support, and extraordinarily valuable help. Thank you all for your solidarity. Thank you to the citizens of the world who are thinking about us. Thank you for your prayers and your good wishes. Thank you all for being with Mexico today and always.
A nombre de la Asamblea General.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I thank His Excellency Mr. Luis Ferrai Caso, Foreign Secretary of Mexico.